Tomorrow, the World Trade Center Alaska will host the third Arctic Ambitions Gathering in Girdwood. The theme for this year's two-day event is Doing Business in the Arctic. Greg Wolf is the World Trade Center Alaska Executive Director. He says this year's event is larger, and the first day will feature speakers from other Arctic nations and industries.
But on day two, we're doing a special focus on the Alaska Native corporations. We're having presentations by six of the corporations that are active in the Arctic. And the idea here is that this is their backyard. So we're interested in hearing from them, and in many cases it will be their CEOs or other senior, you know, level officials, from executives from those companies, to hear from them what is their vision. This is their backyard. This is their home. What is their vision of development, and then also what role do they see for their various companies to play? Some are already active, some are planning to be active, and these companies, these organizations are well placed. They know the territory, they have all the local knowledge, better than anyone, and they have companies that are poised to be involved.
What do you think the Arctic area in 50 years' time is going to look like as far as commerce and business development?
Well, I think there's obviously going to be more traffic on the Northern Sea Route, you know, depending on where you're starting or where you're ending. But you can, by using the Northern Sea Route, you can cut off 2 to 3 weeks of transit time on a shipment, say, going from Europe to Asia. Well, that is a tremendous amount of savings when you consider the cost of a ship and the fuel and everything else like that. So there's going to be more shipping. In fact, the past 3 or 4 years, each year, although the numbers are still small, each year there's been an increasing number of ships transiting through the Northern Sea Route. And just think of, you know, it's probably a place just like Antarctica or other places where a lot of people would like to go and visit, maybe as a tourist. Tourism, fisheries, opportunities, onshore and offshore, natural resource development, whether it's oil and gas offshore or whether it's onshore mining. There's going to have to be a lot of infrastructure build out. The estimates are hundreds of billions of dollars. That's why it's drawn the interest of the investment community. In fact, there's an investment bank just established here in Alaska that's seeking to attract investable funds for projects in the Arctic.
Greg Wolf is the executive director of the World Trade Center Alaska. Arctic Ambitions 3 will be held in Girdwood tomorrow and Friday.